What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Makes everything calm down a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
You could spare me with that hands in the ass dance.
No, it's good. I was going to bring it around town, Rob. Oh, man. It was good seeing
you. I can't unsee that.
We just saw Barbalace and Cordell doing a little gambling show today. So,
where did I put my phone? Oh, right there.
You got it?
It's blended in with the rest of the black, the darkness over there.
I'm not saying anything about that.
No, Joe, it wasn't in my hand. It was on the desk. You were in your wisecracks today, yeah, man. It's got to be.
Joe said, or Wesley Snipes.
Joe said something to me about you wearing that light-colored shirt today.
What else did I say today?
It's Rob's shirt's black. It's black. Oh, man.
Are you optimistic about the Baltimore Orioles' future right now? Let's go to Annapolis and get Bill. What up, Bill?
Hey, guys, I really think I'm going to give Elias an A-.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm giving him the minus is that he didn't really get too many guys that are going to help us in 26.
Well,
but I do.
Go ahead, finish your point, and then I'll say it.
Yeah. The thing I was going to say is that there is addition by subtraction. I think we got three guys in the minors hitting over 300. You got Beavers, you got Jeremiah Jackson, and you got Paseo. So if you take Ryan O'Hearn and you take Urias out, and essentially are replacing these guys with three very inexpensive guys at AAA. And then the last thing is I think we loaded up on pitchers, which I think Elias has realized he made a mistake not drafting pitchers. So he's drafting them this year, and then he just brought a boatload in. That's all I have to say, guys. Thanks
a lot.
I mean, a lot of people keep getting caught up of they didn't get anything to help next year. And I don't necessarily agree with it. We don't know how some of these double-A arms could come through. We see it happen sooner than later. More than likely, I don't think you see these guys for another year, like meaning 2027, most of them. But it doesn't mean some of these guys can't be used to also acquire talent for next year. And this is where I think people are getting things twisted. Like, go get the best deal you can. I don't care if it's single A, double A. Get players with upside that you think are going to be good. And if you think Mike Elias is at least a good scout, because I heard people saying, well, you keep giving me all the players that he's developed and they're at the major league level, but how many of those were first round picks? And I'm going, okay, well, Gunnar and Jordan were at the back end of the first round, and you still had to do some finagling to get them signed. And then on top of it, when you start looking at some of the other guys that they've had come through this system, it's not all number one overall picks. That's Adley and Jackson. That's those two. The rest of the guys, you can
Adley start. Was the first number one overall pick since Ben McDonald.
Yeah.
Ben McDonald. Yeah. So he was the first since then.
I think what they did was fantastic. If you're sitting here telling me you're still upset that the season got to this point, okay. But what they did was the right thing. Would you rather them say, hey, we're not trading anybody, and here's what we're going to do? And I read what you read, too, about Carlos Correa. He said he's open to playing third, which means Ramon got traded to be a utility infielder, which he is. I think he could be an everyday player. I'm not trying to knock Ramon, but for the people going, I can't believe we traded him, I don't get that at all, man. Like, if they traded Jordan Westberg, go, I can't believe we traded him. But the fact that people are going, you got to keep Ramon in case Westberg gets hurt. No, you don't. Why would you keep somebody in case somebody else got hurt? If you thought Westberg was going to be hurt his whole career, then get rid of him. But that's not the case. You can't. Everybody thought Manny Machado was going to be injured his whole career because he got hurt his first 2 years. And then what happened? He didn't miss a game.
Yeah, he's one of the more durable players in the game even still today.
It's just silly.
Let's go to Joppa and get Trey. What up, Trey?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? Not much, man. How are you?
Not bad. Jeremy, hope the surgery goes well for you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Just on the topic to answer the question, I'm more hopeful than optimistic. I'm hoping that some of the prospects turn out to be major league good ball players. I'm hopeful we can hit in the international market. The reason I'm not really as optimistic, I would say, is this is my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if we have a transcendent player or two or pitcher.
You mean transcending what? Like
transcending as far as like a aircraft carrier, somebody that can carry a team. I can't give Gunner that label yet. I definitely can't give it to Adley. Westberg, I love him. I don't know if they can be the best player on a championship team.
Well,
just from what. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, because like the one thing I would say about that is, isn't it better when you have multiple guys in case one guy isn't doing it? Like when you look at the Yankees, you would say Aaron Judge can carry a team, and then look at him when he's
nobody
not
else. Yeah.
So again, like I hear what you're saying. I do think Gunner can be that guy, but it is alarming the way that his power got kind of sapped this year. That you go from hitting 30 some bombs to this.
I am going to die on this hill. Gunner came. The only way you fully heal a core injury is to rest an extended period of time. Gunner did not do that. You don't have power without your core. And I think what Gunner's learning this year is to improvise and go the opposite way and things like that. And I think it's because he is still dealing a little bit with the remnants or after effect or aftermath from that core injury. I want you all to try to go out and do something with power without using your core. I'm going to die on that hill that is something he's not 100% healed from that core injury.
Does that include power bottoms or no?
It could include, I don't know. I mean, you tell me what you want to do with that.
Yeah, you get force from the, Joe knows what I'm talking about.
Joe does know?
Yeah.
I don't think Joe wants to know that.
Well, then stop listening to me.
410-583-1057 is the number. Look at this. Randy Orton looks so awkward on SportsCenter, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Looks like he wants to RKO somebody, doesn't he? Looks like he said, I don't know. Is that football? Oh, that's he's saying that's an RKO. Look at that. Oh. Ah.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you optimistic? I am optimistic about the future of the Baltimore Orioles. You know why? Because the players that I consider to be part of the future are still here. If one of those guys are gone, if one of those guys left, I would be not so optimistic.
I get that.
I like this team.
I do too. And again, like we said this before, like the young guys, we were hoping were going to take a step forward. We didn't see it. Westberg got hurt. Gunner started the season injured. Adley, again, jury's still out on what he is. I still think he's a very good player and he's going to be. And then Kowser's having a really down year. We don't know. What if he ends up not being the guy you thought he was going to be and we get more of this? He's the one guy I'm not sure of, but you'd hope that he takes a step forward. But when you have all those other pieces, and then Mayo's starting to hit, so now you get an extended look at him to see if, okay, is he an everyday player? Can he be an everyday player? When Basayo gets here and you see that, like if you're adding that to your lineup, it's ridiculous. Look at his, and again, there's no guarantee that it translates to Major League Baseball.
No, it doesn't.
But I'm going to guarantee it translates to Major League Baseball. This kid can flat out hit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.